Wow, I can't believe it. Just listen to my voice. And look at my chest. I have breasts. The magic ring worked. I'm a girl now. Oh, I can't believe this is happening. Quick, let me look in the mirror. Oh, I'm a nerdy looking boy. But I'm kind of hot as a girl. Maybe that's the magic of the ring. Or maybe I would just naturally make a hot girl. Not that I want to be a girl. I only agreed to this entire thing because I didn't think it would work. It was just harmless fun. Talking about what might happen if the stories about this ring were true. We were just joking about the next part, weren't we? Neither of us expected this to work. When we made this agreement, it was just a hypothetical idea. You know, two nerdy virgin guys talking. We've got to be the oldest virgins at our school. It was maybe a little weird making the deal with it. You know, we'd flip the coin and one of us would put the ring on. And if it worked, if that person turned into a girl, then they had to have sex with the other one. So that they would lose their virginity. It was a stupid idea anyway. It was just a weird nerd fantasy about finally getting laid, right? Now that I've actually turned into a girl, you're starting to realize how incredibly weird it would be to have sex with your best friend. Your best male friend, might I add. My body just happens to temporarily be that of a ridiculously hot girl right now. No! I'm not chickening out. Unless I'm allowed to, of course. Am I allowed to? Please tell me I'm allowed to. Because I would have totally let you back out of the deal if you'd been the one to put on the ring and turn into a really cute girl. Oh, no. Male me would have totally fucked female you. Especially if you look half as sexy as me. Plus, there's a part of me that still can't help but wait until it's over. And I give this ring to you and then I'm the guy and you're the girl. Then I get to lose my virginity. Oh well, let's get this over with. I kind of want to see what girl me looks like naked. I know that my body feels different. Let me take off this shirt. Oh wow, I have really nice breasts. Can I touch them? Oh wait, what? They're my breasts. Of course I can touch them. This is nice. I never thought I'd get to touch a girl's breast. Oh, that when I did, they'd be mine. Hey, hands up! Get your own. Fine. Go ahead and touch them, I guess. But be careful. They're brand new. That's... Well, it feels weird. Partially because it's you touching them. It's different than when I do it. But now that I'm a girl, you're bigger than me. And stronger. Your little nerd hands don't seem so weak now.
Am I giving you a boner?
I've seen that same bulge in my own pants way too many times, but after touching my own breasts, I'd probably have a boner too if I still had a penis. Except, I can tell I don't anymore. Oh god, I hope I get my penis back after this. I should just take off the ring and it will come back. Maybe I should try now? No. I don't suppose you'll let me do that just yet, will you? The only thing you want me to take off is my jeans. And they're practically falling off this smaller body anyway. I can just slide them down past my newly wider hips and over my rounder bottom. Then I'm just wearing my boxers, which are also too big for this body. They're actually sexier on this body than they ever were on mine, even if they're not feminine at all. It's the body that does it, I guess. Well, here goes nothing. Yeah. Definitely not penis. There's pubic hair and then... Well, you know what I have there just as well as me. Ugh. I wish I could see this in the mirror, but the angle isn't right. Instead, I just have to explore it with my... with my fingers. I have a vulva... and labia... Oh... and here's the... clitoris. Don't you want a way to take your clothes off? You know, maybe get to know me as a female person first? And you don't have to be so incredibly enthusiastic in taking off your clothes right now. Is it because I'm naked and masturbating in front of you? That's driving you wild. I guess it's kind of turning me on too. Okay. Ew, I didn't want to see you naked when I was a guy, and I definitely don't want to as a girl, especially with that thing. I think your cock is bigger than mine, although maybe it's just because I'm smaller now. I don't really want that thing in me, not when this pussy seems too small to my fingers. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, small and warm and wet and getting wetter all the time because I can't stop playing with myself. This feels even better than when I masturbated as a boy. Girls feel things that boys can't. Huh? Lie down? Oh, you want to have sex with me now? I guess I couldn't convince you to give me an hour alone with my new pussy, could I? Maybe instead of having sex with me? But then still, have sex with male me when you're the girl? Yeah, I know. Stupid questions. Well, I lie down, but only because I promised to go through with this. And because I'll get my turn to lose my virginity later. I guess I'm going to lose my virginity now. But that's a girl virginity. I'm more interested in losing my guy virginity. Like, 100% more interested. But here I am, lying down for you. And there you are, getting on top of me. This is getting weird. Weirder than having breasts or a pussy. Before, we were the same size. Now, I'm smaller than you and lighter. Your nerdy body suddenly seems so imposing. Maybe it's because of that cock. Or maybe of what I know you're going to do with it. See? You're already trying to get it in. This is why we nerds don't get girls. We're too impatient. Wouldn't you like to play with my pussy or something? I could even give you a blowjob if you did the same and you're a girl. Just anything to delay you putting it inside of me. Except, there's no stopping you, is there? Would you stop even if I told you to? I don't think you would. But at the same time, I don't know I would have either. Be gentle with me. I'm a girl now. I wasn't too tough as a guy, but I'm even softer now as a woman. Plus, remember that later on, you'll be the one under me. And it will be my cock trying to go into your pussy. I pay you back for every mean thing you do to me right now. Started to go in. I can't describe how strange this feels. I can feel the head of your cock opening up a part of me I didn't have until a few minutes ago. I think that was my virginity. I felt your cock move through something. Or maybe it's just my imagination. I'm getting so many confusing feelings. But now you're deeper into me. Wait. Go slow. Slide it in slowly the rest of the way. Not fast. Just do it now. Get it over with. It went in. We're having sex. Not gay sex, because I'm a girl right now. I just want to be clear on that. It's okay at all to have a guy's cock in me if I'm a girl. And it's in my pussy. Wait, don't move yet. Just let my new pussy adjust to your cock. I can give you pointers as we do this. So listen to me. We can teach each other how to please a girl in bed. So this will work out pretty well. Other than having to have sex with you as a girl, of course. Okay, you can move, I guess. But gently. We need to get this over with, because I don't want to have you cock in me for longer than necessary. And the sooner we finish, the sooner we can trade places. Yes. Slow. Oh, good. I mean, not good. This is all kind of awful and weird. But good isn't better than I thought it would be. At least I seem to be good and wet. And getting wetter. Even though my mind is that of a boy. The body is entirely female. Even down to how it reacts to you. My body just moves on its own. That's good because I'm still trying to figure out how parts of it works. But I think I know how orgasms work because I'm starting to feel one building. It's not quite like that feeling I get as a guy that you're getting right now. But I know what it is. I can't help it though. This body is so feminine, I think the crewing has something to do with it too. Wait, is it even safe for you to come in me? Can I get pregnant with this body? This is something we should have discussed before we started. Except I never believed the ring would work, or that we'd actually have sex, or... that is what feels so good. Yeah. You're going to come in me, aren't you? You asshole. Except I can't be too mad because it's what I would have done. It's what I would do when it's my turn. And maybe there's just a little part of me that wants to feel it when you do it inside my pussy. As much as I want to come inside of a girl, I want you to come in me now. So come on, we're almost there. Fuck me harder. You weak little nerd. Now your chance to dominate the girl sexually. Even if that girl used to have a cock. I still do, I guess. I have your cock inside of my pussy.
and it feels so good. And to trust in another me. Oh, I didn't realize having sex with a woman would be like this. I'm almost scared of this orgasm. Oh, that's about to happen. Because it's unlike anything I ever gave myself as a guy. Oh, yeah. But give me my first girl orgasm. Fuck me harder. And then make me come right as you come in me. Just never told anyone I turned into a girl. Or let you fuck me. Or that I begged you to come in me. Oh god, I'm such a slut as a girl. Oh, but I can't help it. Anymore than I can't help that I'm about to fucking come. Oh yes. Oh, I can feel you coming inside me. And I'm losing control too. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. So you're no longer virgin anymore. Neither of us thought that was going to happen anytime soon. And definitely not with a girl as hot as me. I just hope that when you become a girl, you're as hot as I am now. Oh, and I kind of hope I don't get pregnant. I'm not sure how that would work even I change back to a guy. No matter what, it would be hard to explain to my parents. Wait, before we switch, maybe we should try that cuddling thing I've heard so much about. Just so that you get experience for when you're with a real girl. Now that this body is 100% real right now, because it is, and right now it kind of wants to be cuddled. And who knows, maybe if you play your cards right, I can be convinced to keep wearing this ring for a little bit longer.